Hello. I'm just ladling the gravy. That'd be funny if that's the only request I ever had, if I ever, when I tour again. It'll just be, well, I do require my coffee stainless steel bucket with, of course, a sterling silver and copper handmade ladle. I mean, I'm not a savage here, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so to recap, I just was explaining how to out-grabble the grabbler, how to un-grabble things. And now I'm going to open some mail. Actually, you know what? Last night I did a really long piano stream that's already been struck by a few channels, but doesn't matter. It'll always be here and then unauthorized once the servers start rolling big. Let's take a look at the difference between a normal person version of Hallelujah, the Tartarians, and the Grabalonians. You shut your mouth. Hang on. I hate ads so much. I loathe them. We're going to do a back and forth. I'm going to teach the youth about the difference between the, hang on, did this guy write me back? I want to know how his family made all his money. Nope. When he writes back, the offended Grabalonian. When he writes back, I just want to know how his family made their fortune. All right, hang on, and I'll let you guys know if he has the stones. He has the stones to actually tell us what disgusting business. All right, hang on. All right, so here's two different versions. This is the best way to show people why it's good to understand the Grabalonians. And it's not about hate. It's about blooming. It's about beauty. It really is. So here we have Leonard Cohen's version of Hallelujah. And then we have a Russian Tartarian version of Hallelujah. 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. Hang on, that's something else. It's my stupid face. All right, this is not working. Give me 1 second. One second, ladies and gentlemen. Move tab to new window. Move tab to new window. Yeah. That's the wrong one. Okay, here's the grabber. And then, I mean, it's just crazy how different it is. Then here's the Tartarians. All right. Some of you probably know the differences, but I will now play you. This first version is written and performed by someone who's claimed to be one of the greatest songwriters of all time. His name is Leonard Cohen. This video is not a slam piece. It's gotten 151 million views. This is like one of his best performances of the song Hallelujah that's ever been recorded. This is Leonard Cohen. He's a grabbler. This is what it sounds like when dealing with grabblers.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you?
Wizard hat, wizard spells.
It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king.
Without his backup singers, It's just a dirty old wizard screaming at God. Look at him. Ugh. Get off the stage, wizard.
Your faith was strong, but you needed proof.
You don't need proof of God, Grabber.
Saw her bathing on the roof.
Stop peeping. Peeping Tom.
Her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you.
What are you doing with your creepy fingers, Grabber?
She tied you to a kitchen chair.
S&M.
She broke your throne and she cut your
It's about his mom.
And from your lip she drew the hallelujah.
Ugh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ugh. No, we're going to listen to more. I know people are disgusted, but just keep listening. This is allegedly one of the best songwriters in history. Singing. One of the best singer-songwriters in history. Singing one of his masterpieces live. And it's one of the darkest, most ironic. He's not saying hallelujah in rejoicing. He's talking about he got molested by his mom in his kitchen. He peeped on his neighbor like a dirty little pervert. And now he's about to explain to you what his faith is really about. Here we go. Grabber.
Now, maybe there's a God above.
Doubt.
As for me, all I ever learned from love.
Disgusting.
Is how to shoot at someone who outdrew you.
That's his view of love. By the way, this isn't like art. Like art, art's a real thing. God is harmony. God is the stars vibrating. God is like that feeling that elevates you, gives you goosebumps, right? This is disgusting. And I am not, you can't shame me. I would always have been like this if I understood how all this works. I learned this as a child when it comes to creeps. Show no fear, no shame. Never, not for one glimmer. That's how they control. This is just a dirty old man with a dirty old hat and a big old beak ranting and raving about S&M kitchen molestations and peeping on girls and not believing in God and saying hallelujah because he can't feel God because he lives such an upside down existence. It's not art, guys. This is gross. Here we go. Well, it is art, but it's reflecting his inner world.
But it's not a cry.
No, it's not about Samson and Delilah, guys. I covered this last night. Someone said that part about she cut your hair is about Samson and Delilah. Just caught that. The version is terrible. No, it isn't about Samson and Delilah. I used to think the same thing because I also don't understand how creepy this Grabber is. Just referencing, no, she tied you to her kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips, she drew a hallelujah. That's not about Samson. It's not. You think it is because you think everybody's trying to make everything good. They're not. He was the peeping Tom. I saw you bathing on the roof. And dude, the David's core, that's not about King David. None of this is about any of that, guys. This is a disgusting Grabber who is obviously molested allegedly by his mom. And he's wailing at God endlessly. Does it sound familiar? This is all they do. This is what they do. I will not apologize for it. Look at the guy. He looks like a guy. He literally looks like Gargamel. He looks like a guy who's lurking under a bridge in the shadows going, and people are like, anti-Semitic. Guys, that's Gargamel. And you're the Smurfs. Watch out.
It's not some pilgrim who claims to have seen the light. No, it's a cold and it's a very
a broken hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Gargamel Grabber.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
crowd is they're cheering for that. The crowd is like, yes, this is my inner world too. And guys, there is other art forms. There is. I'm about to show you an alternative. I'm not just going to pull the Alex Jones and be like, and keep you in this lowered state. I want you to know that there's other worlds. This is the world of the Grabber. It's a basement in Montreal. You know, this is a, just a basement dwelling sodomite. Just, I get it. He was traumatized as a kid by his mom in his kitchen. He's 70. Like, when are you going to get over it, Leonard? If this was at an open mic that I used to do for stand-up, and he was singing, I would have yelled from the back of the room, put a bullet in Cohen, he's done! And those were the days before you went to jail for that. All right, here we go. Look at this little grab where he's probably paid just on... I wonder what his secrets are. Grabware, probably trans. Ugh. By the way, what he's doing isn't hard. As a piano player, what he's doing is performative. He wants people to think he's in a zone that he's not in. I know what it's like to be in a zone. That's not the zone. He's basically doing scales. He's going... Just so people think he's overtaken by the beauty, when in reality, you put a nickel in that little grabber, and that's what he does every time with his little necktie and his little pants. Wonder if he was also molested in the kitchen. Here we go. Lying grabber. That's not the zone. That's not the zone. More Leonard. Remember Gargamel? Here comes Gargamel again, coming out of the ADL.
People, I've been here before. I know this room. And I've walked this floor.
Yeah, you were molested in it.
You see, I used to live alone before I knew you. And I've seen your flag on the marble arch. But listen, love. Love is not some kind of victory march, no. It's a cold and it's a very lonely hallelujah.
He just said love is a very broken, lonely hallelujah. Okay, would you like an alternative to that? Because I'm guessing your cells are now starting to morph. And I feel like you probably already feel like you're in debt. Okay, now this is what actual harmony sounds like. These are Tartarians from Crusha. Okay, you ready for beauty? Same song, look at how, except different lyrics and different vibe. All right, here we go. This is what life could be like if you understand grabbers versus normal people. Crush up! Elevating the spirits of man. Angels. Crushing, harmony. Tartarian Empire! The vibration of angels. Russia collusion. By the way, what you're witnessing right now is actual Russia collusion. It's when angels, these Aryan Tartarian descendants of just Crussians, are opening your heart to God. And we're about to contrast it with Gargamel in the basement again. You know, your prison guard, the Grabber. Same song, different view of God. Oh, but Putin's so mean. Yeah, stop talking shit, Grabber, and he won't kill you. Angels. Tartarian Empire. That's right, you have goosebumps, Grabber. Tartaria! Obviously, we're going to be watching that again, but because I truly never, ever, ever want to hear anyone say anything to me ever again about anti-Semitism, here's Leonard Cohen's version. Same song. I'm not scared of you, Grabber.
It goes like this. The fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift.
It's not beautiful, Grabber.
King composing hallelujah.
Get out of here, Grabber. You don't need proof, Grabber.
You saw get her bathing on the roof.
Peeping Tom.
Her beauty in the moonlight.
Your fingers are disgusting, Grabber. Why are you wearing the hat, you big beaked weirdo?
She tied you to a kitchen chair. And she broke your throat and she cut your hair.
Ghoul, ghoul, demon, ghoul. Okay, so do you want your kids to turn out like that or like this? And that's why, watch a little Russia collusion here. Guys, it's like there is order. No, harmony, because man can make order. Man, like the Kazarian that you just witnessed, the basement-dwelling, shit-eating Kazarian, can make order. Like the Federal Reserve is a form of order. It's not good. Harmony is out of our control. Man can't make harmony. Man can only abide by harmony. Now, the same song that you just witnessed, sung by one of... Yeah, by the way, that's not me just picking on some old Grabber. That's the most famous Grabber songwriter in history. Would you like me to break down Bob Dylan next? Huh? No, I didn't think so. They're terrible. Now, let's watch what the world could be like. Tartarian Empire, tame the horses. Just real quick, before I forget, understand that the Aryans, the Tartarians, this ancient people, what they did is they tamed the horse. That's true harmony. That's man and nature becoming one. The horse, the unbridled animal power of the horse, and then the logos of man came together. And then you see their architecture. You see the beauty of these people. What did the Grabber invent? Debt and sodomy. You know, as the Tartarian was freeing man from the shackles of our biped prison cell with the horse, the Grabber was trying to get his neighbors in debt and to get people to put it in the anus. And you can see the result of You're Known by Your Fruits. Leonard Cohen's ancestors were adamant about abortion and anus. These Tartarians, they were taming the horse, building some of the most beautiful structures you've ever seen, crushing, giving thanks, gratitude, beauty. The strongest man and most beautiful, fertile woman would come together and make a species of people that are very, not species, a family tree of people that were so beautiful, they're still giving thanks to the vibrations of the sky. The Grabber, on the other hand, created a group of people that are more into city-dwelling, shit-eating, and complaining. And, of course, getting really offended. This all stemmed from the email I received from the Grabalonian out of Bageltown, who wasn't happy with the way that me and Crow 777 discussed kosher food. I'm not scared of you, Grabber. Here we go. These people tame the horse. By the way, that's what hallelujah actually means. Someone in the chat brought it up, but look, right here. In praise of God Almighty, hallelujah. It means in praise of Yahweh. That's what hallelujah actually translates to. Not the Grabber in the basement. And I know repetition is how the Grabber does it. The Grabber in the basement saying hallelujah after saying he doesn't believe in God. He just peeped on a naked girl on the roof. He was tied to a chair and molested by his mom. Love is broken. Love is flags on a marble arch. Love is, it's a broken, no, it isn't. Love is not that. Love is good. Love is beautiful. Love is harmony. And I will not succumb to the Grabber. Oh, he's ranting. He's not even funny. Yeah, big laughs in the chat the entire time. What I'm saying makes a lot of people really happy and laugh a lot and feel joy and gratitude. Not anger, not violence. No, just general harmony. Because someone needs to make fun of these dirty little grabblers because they deserve it. And by the way, that grabbler that wrote to me, he's like, listen, I laugh along at some of your grabber jokes, but you're not my king. You think I give a flying F if your clip dick little pube head hair cares if I'm funny or not? I would ban you like that. But I'm a subscriber. I've sent you precious money in the mail. Be gone, grabber. It's a king mentality. It's a ruling class mentality where you say, listen, I laugh along with you sometimes, Big Bear. I laugh along. Sometimes we make fun of the grabber. Even I, a grabber, we'll laugh along and say, what a funny jester. Well, I don't care if you find me funny or insulting, grabber. Go back to your basement. Go listen to Leonard Cohen. Go clip your little dicks. Go try and comb your pube hair. Go try and ban freedom. It doesn't work. You can write laws of men all day long. You think my alpaca is good? You think Red Pill Rooster over here? Look at this. Look at this. Look at Red Pill Rooster right there. Hey, Red Pill Rooster. Red Pill Rooster, do you give a damn about these lobbyists? No. No. Red Pill Rooster right there. Hey, Red Pill Rooster. He hangs by me all day long. Red Pill Rooster crows at the moon because he's waking people up to the moon landing. He doesn't crow at the sun like the grabber tells him to. He knows the grabber's taking his eggs. In this situation, I'm the grabber. In that situation, I'm the grabber. I go in with my little grabby hands. We'll get him. We'll get him. He gets it. He gets it. He's keeping an eye on me. Red Pill Rooster knows I'm the grabber in his life because I go in with my little hands and I go, and I take his eggs. He doesn't lay eggs, but he pretends to guard the eggs, but he's really just way too woke on the moon. You don't, your shame tactics, grabber, don't affect me. I don't give a flying fuck if a single grabber ever watches any of my streams, if they're offended, if they're approved. I don't need your money, grabber, and I sure as fuck don't need your approval. You people sell drugs to kids on a mass global scale. That's how you make your fortunes, in bullets, and you convince people with movies to have abortions. You sit in your little dungeon basements in your opulent palaces and listen to Leonard Cohen because you're broken on the inside. Why would I want to be approved by a broken man? That makes no sense. If a broken man is your fan, that means he sees something of himself in you. The last thing I want is a bunch of grabbers to like me. Now, shall we listen to actual harmonic music? Guys, I'm more of a musician than a comedian. Like, I'm a comedian, but my focus on harmony and how things and patterns and how things work together is very musical. And old Satan used to be the head of God's choir. And now he's like, look at them. Look at your precious man. They will sell themselves out for approval from the grabber. Do you love me now, God? I was your favorite. Oh, I know all about the conductor. But that choir was never Satan's. He was just the fucking conductor. He's a hired hand. The vibrations and the harmony had nothing to do with him. He didn't know his role. And neither do you, grabber. Never write me an email like that again. Or next time, it's even worse. Russia! Bethany Bear says, I'm definitely on the spectrum. I can listen to this all day. Bethany Bear, let me just clear something up real quick. human existence is designed to listen to harmony all day, every day. Like, that's our natural state. You're not on the spectrum. You're drawn to beauty. The concept that you can't listen to beauty over and over and over again, what do you think marriage is? You know, it's the same woman every day. It's great. Why would you go away from that? You don't need variety. That's a satanic trick. Harmony is good forever. It just is. Oh, I was only listening to say, when things are harmonic, have harmony, when they're harmonic. That's why I can play the same beautifully constructed sketches over and over and over again. When I see like Mountain Bear's structure, because it's harmony. Just being in that state, even if it's over and over and over again, that's how we should be. The star is vibrating. That choir has existed since this was created. It's never going away. It's the same stars every night. That's what you just, boom. That's what we are. You don't need to cut. Well, what's the newest track? Why know who talks like that? Grabbers. Grabbers do, because grabbers need to try and recreate and mimic because they're not connected anymore. You hear that final note? That's harmony. That's something that isn't made by man. That's why order isn't quite the right word. It's harmony. Order can be faked by man. It's like numerology. Numerology is trying to take that and mimicking it for little bits of anus power. That's what the grabber does. Okay? And I'm not going to be this grabber focus very often. I don't very often. There's no need. Bloom where you planted. They don't matter. But I really want this one grabber, this one pomegranate, this one Grabalonian, to really know his place. And sure, you're going to call, I'm at the ADL, let's shut down on it. It's already been done. I'm still here. You can't shut me down. You can't shut down the stars. Not comparing myself to the stars. It's harmony. You can't shut down that which is. That's how you end up Leonard Cohen or a Leonard Cohen fan. Some 75-year-old shit-eating grabber in a basement in Montreal, clapping and singing along to a guy who was clearly raped by his mom in his kitchen, just going, love is broken, wearing a wizard hat. That's how you end up. Dude, it doesn't affect us. That's a bad path. Then I'll open some. Listen to this final word. This is the stars. You're about to hear the audio of the stars. That's how the stars sound. And what does it do? It makes people stand up. Look at this. Everybody stands. Everybody stands. You can't help yourself. For all of Jordan Peterson's faults, one of his videos that blew my mind, it's accurate. That's the thing, is little shit eaters like Peterson can still say the truth sometimes. And I don't, for me, it's not personal. It's like when you witness something truly beautiful and great. He talked about a gymnast, like on the razor's edge of chaos, and the form was maintained. Like people, they can't help it. They get goosebumps and they stand up and they clap. It's mimicked by the grabber. Look at every single, like Ellen and Wendy and all these TV shows. Oh, Seth Meyers. The sound of woo, that's a mimic. The laugh track of Seinfeld, the laugh track of Friends, the laugh track of Big Bang. Guys, every single TV show I'm naming was made by grabbers. There's 16 million total in the entire world. And that's including some of the good ones. Okay, this is mathematically crazy what they've been a part of. Okay? Actual beauty makes people stand. They can't help it. It doesn't matter if you witnessed, if it's your mortal enemy, if you're... You know, it's that's why all these constructs. Israeli doesn't mean bad. There's Israelis that bring beauty to people. It's harder for them because of the spells they're under, because of the horrific culture they live in. But there's some really beauty in Israel. But a Palestinian or an Israeli, let's say that there's two mortal enemies on an imaginary line, created by grabblers in fear and spells. When one does something truly beautiful, that's why martyrdom is so dangerous for the quote-unquote controlling shit-eating elite. Because when you see someone willing to die for something more than themselves, it makes people literally stand up. That's when people go, we need to stand up. You stand up. You can't help when you stand up. You don't get to choose when you stand up. It's like you stand up. Thank you, Red Pill Rooster. You stand up when you see something truly beautiful and there's nothing you can do about it. Like that grabber in the voice, you know, some of those judges were clear sodomites, right? They can't, they see these children singing God's harmony and they just go up. They can't not. It's not, our DNA, even the worst grabber, even Leonard Cohen in his basement. There's moments of true harmony and beauty and symmetry that would make him stand and clap and cry. And that's why I don't condemn the grabber. There's always a path out. You know, always. The worst Lord of War grabber, you know, just, oh, he still can get out. It's never too late for anyone. Ever. It's like, it's so fascinating. And when you know that, that's one thing that keeps you from hating the grabber. Because within all of them, all of that is just being away from God. All of it. All of it. Rick Rubin, let's bike thieves. Yeah. Hello.
Hi.
Red Pill Rooster likes to hang by me and talk about the moon.
He's so cute.
Yeah.
He's so big.
Yeah, he's hilarious. Red Pill Rooster sleeps up here now. Proud member of the Crushin race. Dude, the Crushins get it. I think they're the Tartarians. Babies are drawn to beauty. Baby recoil from ugliness. It's in all of us. It's in all of us. There's always a way out. Guys, that's why when some people, when I talk about the illegal wars and the horrors of war, and people are like, but the veterans, it's like, that's the best thing they can hear. I was part of Hollywood, guys. Hollywood, inarguably, granted, that's why I understand the war hero in Logos, who can still function in Logos in a disgusting war, because I was similar to that. I was in Hollywood doing what I thought was best. I was bringing laughter to the people, right? You can ease, but I was being edited and editorialized and used and manipulated. I didn't understand to serve beast functions, you know, whatever that may be. I still am putting it all together. It's the same for soldiers, you know, and it's like you can be like it's. I think it's a fact that Hollywood is even worse than the military. Because it's like what I was a part of is selling images of the world that make people literally kill themselves and their own babies. You know, you can't do with guns and boots and tanks what you think you can. The spells of Hollywood and media is literally worse. And I was repped at CIA for over 10 years. That's why, and I sleep like a baby. I sleep with a clean conscience. And that's why I can talk so openly about horrors of war and what vets go through and stuff. And they're drawn to this because I know what they felt. I never had to shoot a kid in a opium field or anything, but like I was part of productions that looking back was trying to normalize the breaking of the family. And what Hollywood does to your mind is worse than military, because military, it's force. It's like last resort. Like, yeah, shoot you. It's like what Hollywood does is they make you think it's good. You know? As you should. Yeah, that's why I understand that there's war heroes in immoral wars. And so many people don't understand that. It's like what I was doing, I thought I was bringing harmony. I was always looking at harmony. And I wasn't quote unquote God-fearing, but it turns out I was, because I refused to neuter and, you know, humiliate my God-given talents of music and humor to serve the grabber. And I wasn't religious. I didn't even know I believed in God, but that is the belief in God. Like the belief in God is to say, no, this is what I do. My role in this choir is to do this. I'm going to make fun of Caitlyn Jenner. It's that simple. It's just that little step. And you're just like, and that's when the beast goes, rawr. Because before I was like, everything I did didn't awaken the beast yet. Because although I never pushed sodomy, abortion, gay marriage, all that. I was under those spells. I just never thought about it. I'd never gotten a girl pregnant. I thought gay marriage or sodomy marriage was based on people having the same rights as me. I used to think Jewish banking was great. I used to think that it helped businesses. So that's how I could stay in Logos. That's how you can literally be a hero in hell. And a lot of vets relate to that because what they did was following their moral code, and then later they start realizing, wow, know thyself, know your role in God's choir. Yeah, my role in God's choir is making very scary, dark things very funny and trivial. That's what I do. I've done it my whole life. And so that's truth to me. And it's not my truth. It's my role in the choir. I'm just an oboe player. I'm a flautist. I'm not the fucking conductor. I'm not the origin of music. That's what Satan did. Satan, he was the conductor of God's choir, right? Bringing up this, bringing down this, you know. He thought he was the music. He's not the music. He's simply keeping time for the other instruments. The harmony itself is always there. You have to find it. You didn't make it. It's always there. It's math. That's what numerology is. It's the grabber's attempt at hijacking the choir of God. And they're going to pay for it. They pay for it every day of their life. And they can always get back. They can always get out. You know? The hatred of God is wickedness. It's not the obliviousness to it. It's not the indifference to it. It's the hatred. When you watch Leonard Cohen, the grabber, when he's like a broken, he's mad at God. He's saying, hallelujah, look at me, Father, if you're even there. That's not like the indifference to God, which is where a lot of us have been and probably are still, some of us. Not understanding that you believe in God and you know what you're doing. That's so different. It's the hatred of him. That's Satanism. Were you like, look at your child now. Am I pretty now, Daddy? Eh. Those people should never be around your kids. Don't associate with them. For God's sake, don't take their loans. Don't censor your speech for them. Don't clip your kids' little dicks for them. That's it. You don't have to do anything else. They're in their own hell. You also aren't God's executioner. You're not God's police force. You got your role. That's why when people step out of that role and they're like, I got to kill the grabber. No, then you just became a grabber. That's it, you know. Better dead and genuine than alive and not. You know, but see, that this type of shit will save your life. You know how many letters I get of people being like, the stream kept me from killing myself? And not this like posturing stuff, like real heartfelt letters. And that's why the grabbers that silence me are literally... It leads to people's death. It's what they do all the time. Everything they touch turns to death because they're outside of Logos. And so when people write to me, like, just that truth resonance literally kept me from killing myself, and now I can't believe I ever wanted to kill myself. You know? That's what knowing your role does. That's what just elevation does. Like, think about how hard it would be to kill yourself after listening to that choir of Russian Tartarian tots committed to the harmony of this world. Like, think about how impossible it would be to put a gun to your head and pull the trigger. After watching that, it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. After watching that, you know it can get better. And that's a nation, Russia, that has been through more hell than you can possibly imagine. They burned their own fields to starve out the Germans. I mean, that's a group of people that if they can sing like that, the fact your pornos are buffering because your Wi-Fi is slow because you don't have enough money, I think you'll get over it. When I was 13, I walked out of church because the pastor said gays don't go to heaven. I've come a long way since then. Yeah, but he didn't explain it properly. That's still a weird way to say it. We don't get to say who goes to heaven and who doesn't. It's like follow God's law. Sodomy is a moral sin, all that stuff. But the pastor that says gays don't go to heaven, that's, you don't know the fucking gays' battles. It's a sin. It's a sin. It's disgusting. The anus is not a sex organ. But it's like, does that pastor have a loan for his house? I'd like to analyze his life. what percentage usury does he pay? You know, usury and sodomy are in the same layer of hell and Dante. So I'd like to see, you know, what does he have, a car loan? Does he stare at women's asses? I'd like to really analyze whether or not he's going to have it. Judge not lest he be judged. We can call out sins, keep each other on the path, but gays don't go to heaven. Fuck you. Do you have a mortgage? Let's analyze. All right. Let's open some mail. All right. Organized exactly, Ellen. How can a man of God judge his soul like that? They can't. It's an immediate reflection of their own dysfunction. No one talks more shit about sodomy than me. And I would never say a homosexual isn't going to heaven. That's insane. And if you really understand how this all works on any level, that's an insane thing to do. I have a mortgage. Usury is a mortal sin. I owe a bank six figures. Grabbers. Because I wanted the towns. I was living. I put down more than 20%. I get it. I was still doing like. I'm not talking about. You know, if you have an adjustable rate mortgage, now you definitely go to hell there. BB, play the tots. Yeah, we're going to listen one last time. It's like, are you on the path or not? It's painfully obvious. All right, here we go. And then I open letters. I'll open the letters as... Let's read some letters. Yeah, it was beautiful. I love those kids. That song was ungrabbled. Leonard Cohen was like, maybe there's a God, but I don't think so. I hate love. Look at my hat. I have a cat named Israel. All right. I can't get to all the letters. I'm not going to feel bad about it. And I know I'm doing a lot of time, but I gotta do another like 10 hours on DLive, and then I get to upload my specials and stuff because you get another level of like partner with them. And I'm really excited about that. I think it'll be great. Because DLive seems a little bit more stable than the Grabware sites. But I mean, capitalism is our... No, it's not capitalism. You guys aren't motivated by capital, guys. You're motivated... Like, that pretty woman lady just admitted that the Grabware is more motivated by pushing abortion than they are money. If you can imagine. That's why Mel Gibson was such a mind F for the Grabware. Because his movie, Passion of Christ, made so much money. But it did reveal a lot of their unfortunate histories. So they destroyed his career. But that must have sucked. They're like, you know, the hand rubbing gets so crazy when they have to take out someone who just made him $1 billion. But, I mean, the way they go, it's like, okay, money is king. Pray to money. Money's everything, right? But above money is pushing abortion and sodomy and debt. But above that even more is, you know, taking out people that remind everyone of their unfortunate histories involving someone named Jesus. Oh. Hi, Big Bear. It's Coffee Grounds Bear again, aspiring joke writer. I've been loving the live streams lately, especially Norm MacDonald Appreciation Day. My favorite streams are when you talk about comedy theory and its relationship to the world of reality. I've been a fan of Norm MacDonald for some time now, but your Norm stream locked him into place for me and shed some light on how truly brilliant that guy is. With your background and unique perspective, I've had to rewatch the Norm stream multiple times. Pure gravy on the greatest form of art. I love it. It got me thinking again about the polar relationship political correctness and comedy have with each other in terms of logos and reality. Well, it makes total sense if you understand Grabwars. It makes sense if you understand that there is a group of cosmopolitan elite that function outside of the constructs of comedy who really, really, really want to destroy harmony, form, and beauty in families. When you understand that, political correctness and comedy go hand in hand. Just like the contracts that bind them, that don't mean anything. They're just pieces of paper. All right. It got me thinking again about the... All right. One thing I think I have boiled down now is that comedy and political correctness both sit on the same axiom of flexible and ridiculous language. Well, it makes sense if you understand... Comedy relies on flexible language to present an exaggerated scenario of reality. The exaggeration is made, which then reveals... Well, by the way, it's not the Grabware who creates all these problems. Every single one of you people that agrees to it, you're the real problem. I'm serious. The Grabware just profits from it because they're so broken and molested. It's like the Grabware simply profits from it because they're so beaten down. Every single person that's like, oh, I was going to... Listen to Owen Benjamin, but I heard he's anti-Semitic, bigot, racist, homophobe. If you agree to that, you're literally the problem. Not the Grabware at least makes money on it. If you agree to aborting your kid, 100% on you. It's not the Grabware. The Grabware simply profits from it and pushes it relentlessly with their relatives and other forms of media, Hollywood, opioids, public education. I understand they get it. They wear people down to the point where they start when you're born. Clip, clip, clip. And then they pump all these movies into you where the entire point is to normalize abortion. You don't think so? Listen to the Babwars and the Grabwars brag about Dirty Dancing and Cider House Rules and all the other movies that made people really relate to the baby murderer. Okay, it's still up to us to not do it. Comedy relies, all right. The glimpse of logos is revealed and the goal of comedy is achieved. However, with political correctness, the scenario begins with a basic truth, and with flexible language and double entendre, exaggeration after exaggeration is made in order to desperately bury the truth. Right, it all makes sense if you understand grabbers. Comedy is one of the most effective tools to reveal the truth and kill political correctness, which is why I believe political correctness is having the desperate attempt to be injected into the comedy world at any turn available. Yes. One last aspect I think I've noticed with comedy and political correctness are the people involved. With stand-up comedy in particular, you will have one person talking to a large group of people working to reveal truth. Political correctness is flipped because generally it is the entire group of people piling on the individual in order to hide truth. Yes. And you can understand if you understand that there's a group of people. All right. I'm continually fascinated with how these two forces cancel each other out and also empower each other. Thank you again for sticking on the side of comedy. No matter what, always walking the path to truth despite the consequences. It's why I respect you as a comedian in these testing times. Yes. And I am getting more and more respect in these times because I've been proven right. It wasn't me that was right. The truth was always there for anyone to see. But now that your daughter has to play a dude in soccer, maybe the crazy canary in the coal mine may have had a point. And now that you watch a Banana Republic or Gap commercial on TV and they're featuring pedophilia, maybe you could have listened to me 3 fucking years ago. Hey, Owen, better late than never. I'm a happy camper. I'm crushing. Dude, people make me my silver ladles by hand. Hey, Owen, I just have a couple of theories I wanted to bounce off you. First, it's possible that your water bottle answers the age-old question, why is the sky blue? Exactly. This next one I've been pondering for a while, as I'm both a truth seeker and, if true, would be incredible. What if the thousand-year reign of Christ, the rapture of the saints, and all the fiery judgments laid out in Revelation have already happened? This would explain the impossible architecture that could have been built during this time. It would also explain old photos of mud flood cities completely built with only a handful of people walking around in suits and top hats, clearly inheritors. Old maps of the Sahara Desert show lush land with castles throughout. Looking at the area now, it appears to be land and structures that were blasted and melted from above. Wicked men that rejected the King of Kings would be easily motivated by their appetites to hide this. Yes, there's definitely a little gravy here. I'm not going to say the rapture already happened, but or what the rapture is technically. I'm really bad at prophecies. I'm really good at understanding the basic dynamic between good and evil and parables and stuff like that. I'm horrible at prophecy detection. Revelation was one of the least interesting parts of the Bible for me. I won't apologize for it. Trying to decode what the beasts are and all that stuff, that isn't my strength. And as a member of God's choir, I'm going to contribute my strength, which is not that. But there's obviously gravy here. Anyway, thoughts on why I've been constantly seeing 33 for a couple of years now? Last thing, my third child is due in July and most likely will be named Benjamin. Love you, buddy. Fear not. It was Berenstein Bear. P.S. You once said that you don't raise sheep because you're not a sodomite. All I have to say is a freezer full of lamb sure tastes good. No, you're right on that one. I'm now rethinking some of the sheep because lamb is very delicious. And it also does give you wool. Because I'm never going to eat my freaking alpacas. They're too they're too funny. Like, a lot of sheep are such little scampery prey animal little dicks that I could harvest sheep. I could never slaughter goats. I can slaughter chickens. I could slaughter cows. Not that cows don't have personality, but they can feed a family for like a year and a half, and that's kind of their purpose. Goats, to me, they're almost in the same category now as dogs. It's like, I'm really into goats. Rapture isn't mentioned once in the Bible. I'm not sure if... Right, but the gravy that is very tasty from that is the Sahara Desert and the tasty Tartarian architecture. There's stuff that happened in our past that is more mind-blowing than any of us could possibly imagine. But I don't know. But there's obviously gravy to be ladled, you know? We've wasted so much time listening to Neil deGrasse Tyson and all these pedophiles like Isaac Asimov that, you know, Jesus was the lamb, the perfect sacrifice. Kyneton could do it for you with a smile. I don't know what you guys... Oh, yeah, Kyneton. I saw him slaughter a sheep right in front of me, and his pulse didn't break 40. Crushing is hard, but necessary. I appreciate those who can't. Yes. The tasty gravy that young... that young gentleman was talking about is definitely what the hell happened in the Sahara Desert, man. All right. Dear Big Bear of Ursa Manor, I write to you with both great reverence for your mason jars of overflowing gravy, along with the tremendous fear and despair for my family's future. For the grabber spells being cast upon us have become overwhelming, and I soon fear that blood will flow from both our eyes and anus. It has been a fortnight since I have seen the naked skin of a runaway Jezebel on my magic picture box. But I'm going to read this in a better voice. Dear Big Bear of Ursa Manor, I write to you with both great reverence for your mason jars of overflowing gravy, along with your tremendous fear and despair for my family's future. For the grabber spells being cast upon us have become overwhelming, and I soon fear that blood will flow from both our eyes and our anus. It has been a fortnight since I have seen the naked skin of a runaway Jezebel on my magic picture box, but I weaken as each minute passes by. Please accept a small token of appreciation, for your skill set deserves an immeasurable compensation in which we could never provide. I will heed your wisdom and advice and will refrain from the hanging of the grabber, but I will have you know that my restraint is taking all that I have to give. I have included a photo of family, and I hope it won't be the last. Sincerely, David Andrew Bear. That was hysterical. Jezebel's on your magic picture box. That's hysterical. Thank you for keeping me from hanging the grabber. Dude, I save grabber lives. Fact. That's what these idiots will never. Your message is much needed in today's day and age, but it is nothing new. In fact, I'm now quite sure Jesus was a bear. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." John 1:47. Jesus was bird dogging gammas and grabbers back before you made it cool. Fact. It's fractal. Here we see him confirm Nathanael, not a grabber despite the small hat. May I please be verified? Yes, Jesus, friend of the Jew, enemy of the grabber. And the beauty of Jesus is you're supposed to emulate him. You know, it's not blasphemy to want to be a lot like Jesus. That's the whole point. May I please be verified as VD Bear, Fox Day Bear? Yes, welcome. Much love and keep crushing in Christ, VD Bear. Oh, and if you need a hand and just want to hang in the VA Beach area, feel free to hit me up. All right, cool. I'm guessing you may have been in the Navy. Is that why you're in Virginia Beach? All right. Dear Owen, strategy of tension, that's the brilliant phrase that uses in his Pedophilia and Empire, Satan, Sodomy, and the Deep State series. I'll try and, all right. Hagopian, Hagopian. My work is not to be tricked into the self-harm cortisol drip of tension. My antidote is rejoicing, communing with the divine, praying, and gratitude in all things. There's no fear in my heart, but my attention can be diverted if I'm not vigilant on where I focus my attention. Oh, I just saw it. Attention. A-tension. Wow, what's with that? Even conversations about important topics can be implementation of that strategy of tension that can sidetrack me from rejoicing, praying, giving thanks. Thank you, Owen, for putting broadcasting your streams and inspiring these thoughts. Falcor. Anytime, Falcor. Thank you for your consistent gravy train. Dear Owen, please read in your best 1800s narrative. All right. A tale of the ass spell. On a cloudy Monday afternoon, I found myself at the gym working on my muscles. As I lifted and lifted some more, I noticed a young lass working heavily on her gluteus maximus. She was a very attractive lady, and her pants seemed to fit a little too splendidly. As she continued her activities, squatting, thrusting, and lunging of all sorts, I couldn't help but notice her focus was solely on the gluteus maximus. Doesn't she know that there are over 650 muscles in the human body and that all need adequate activity in order to thrive? Nonetheless, she continued on her journey. Once the lifting of weights was over, she decided to proceed to the climbing of the rotating stairs, also known as the Stair Master. This indeed appeared to be her master. I found myself gazing toward her direction and noticed that her sweat glands were slightly overactive in the gluteus region, thus creating a shadow effect around her said body region. As I gazed intently, I thought to myself, Owen speaking in his normal voice, Holy crap, this must be what prison feels like. And there was a spell of the ass infatuation was broken. I realized that I didn't need to stare at something that produces human waste and that my wife's vagina would work just fine. Keep crushing and keep breaking spells. You're doing great, kid. P.S. My wife and I are expecting baby number 3 in August. P.S.S. I sent you a couple emails of some spell-breaking things that I've been doing, and a screenshot of 3M stock and leap year nonsense. Peace be upon you and your family. Drummer Bear. Thank you, Drummer Bear. If you don't mind plugging, I have a YouTube channel that is showing the progress of my wife and I getting land and building a house. No, that sounds perfect. A bunch of bears are already viewing and commenting. I'd love for you to check it out. Search Drummer Bear Go Build and you'll see it. My profile pic is of me sitting behind a drum kit. Makes sense with the Drummer Bear situation. All right. Let's see what I got here. And the spell was broken. This must be what prison feels like. Staring at the anus. Dude, the word anus, I think, has broken the spell of the ass very well. It's so gross. I know every time I say it, it makes you cringe. I know. It's why I do it. Let's see here. The whole pie, I learned it from the grabber. Okay, I can't show this one on camera, but it's Dave who keeps sending me pictures of various things that could be perceived as a phallus. All right, thank you very much. Well, it was a little aggressive, but I enjoy the theme. All right, what do we got here? I think I shall be landing this plane. What is this? I gotta show you something that one of my Russian friends actually just sent me. She works for a major news outlet. Let's put it that way. OpiCure relieves withdrawal symptoms associated with opioid abuse. Thank you. I've never even taken an opioid, but I appreciate the sentiment. Let me read this real quick. Hi, Owen. I really enjoy your streams, and after hearing you continuously express concern about the opiate crisis, I decided I need to send this. I struggled with opiates for much of my life. When I finally found something that really helped, I knew I had to share it with people. So I started a business that offers something no one else does. It's a supplement that takes away opiate withdrawals and helps people recover fully from opioid dependence in a week, as opposed to a week of torture followed by months of not feeling well. Many of the withdrawal treatment protocols were clearly written by people who had no idea what they were talking about. I was hoping if you knew someone who was struggling, you could get this to them. When taken correctly, it relieves 95% of withdrawal symptoms from mild to moderate opiate dependency. We suggest that people with severe dependency call us first as they might need some additional help. Not trying to sell anything. No, this is what you should be selling. I would love to give a few bears who need some help and would also be willing to validate my claims. My phone number, www.opi-cure.com. That's OpiCure. Hang on. OpiCure. No, there's nothing wrong with selling stuff. It's just don't be manipulative. That's not manipulative. That's somebody who clearly, genuinely cares about the situation. All right. Let me show you something real fast, and I'll get out of here. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 93.35. Unauthorized.tv, unbearablesmerchandise.com, Owen Benjamin Bear Cave, False Witness Bear, bitchute.com/OwenBenjaminComedy, Why Didn't They Laugh, wherever you get your podcasts. Okay. Check this out. This is going to be hilarious. Okay, here's an image from last week from John Hopkins. Corona global cases by John Hopkins. Total confirmed 2.647665 million. Notice the three sixes. Okay, here is 1 week later. Hang on a second. Hang on a second, guys. Wait a second. Hang on. John Hopkins. The grabbers at John Hopkins seem to believe. Okay, total deaths. 2.647 million cases. Total deaths, 3,285. 1 week later, total confirmed cases, 105,000. So obviously there was a massive drop. Total deaths climbed another 200 and something. Okay. So where's the majority of it? Mainland China, South Korea, Italy, Iran, others, Japan, France, Germany, Spain, U.S. Let's see. A week later, it was mainland China, South Korea, Italy, Iran, Germany, France, others, Spain, Japan, U.S., Switzerland, U.K., and Netherlands. Let's really think about these graphs. As you can see, the graphs down there, it shows a constant rise, even though from a week ago, the total confirmed has went down like 98%. What are these grabbers up to? And the death count of the common cold never seems to go up at all. These people are stupid. You might have fallen for it too, Tree Bear. I don't want to hear it from anybody. I don't want to hear it from fucking anybody. When I was attacking Cronu, as soon as it came out, I had so much backlash from some of the same people that was like, eh. Corona, all right. How dare you? All those numbers are fake. China's like, Fooberry, you missed the whole point. Of course they're fake. It went from like 2.5 million to 100,000 in a week. Shouldn't that number be going up? Dude, Eddie Bravo even mentioned how viruses might not even be real. I'm telling you, check out the podcast. He's a bear, ha. Huh? I'm fine. I respect him. I know where the gravy is really ladled. And it's cool that Eddie's like kind of famous and he talks about some cool stuff. But like, I prefer getting my gravy from people who read like 5,000-year-old books. Because I then can make it really funny and I can put things together and see patterns. And because of my life experiences, I don't need to listen to like other commentators. No cases in the Holy Land. Oh, there's none in Israel. Of course not. BB looks into Wuhan military world games. I don't care at all. I'm not looking into any of it because it's all so dumb. It's the same thing as when girls used to say, oh, Sex in the City season 4. You, Big Bear, you really need to look into this one storyline with this one whore. I have that little. The Big Bear has been vindicated. I never wasn't. It was never even on the table. And that, guys, when it happens again, not if, when, just know how stupid you look even dumber next time. All apologies shall be handwritten, sent to P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Handwritten with some form of currency. Eddie Bravo is here hiding in plain sight. I respect him. I like that he's an expert craftsman at the art of jujitsu. He has balls to say true stuff. He said some really funny stuff. I also just don't care a lot. I don't care about famous people. And I'm not saying that as a bitter gamma. I just don't. I'm happy. Anybody that close to the toe, I don't really want to listen to a lot because the toe is so disgusting. Joe Rogan is an absolute shill of shills. He's one of the few people I can actually prove is a shill. Shill gets thrown around a lot. The correct term is coward. When people say, oh, he's a shill. Now, typically it's a coward or a liar. A shill is someone who literally makes money from the very groups that they're bending and twisting for. Toe Rogan, Joe the Toe, the midget sodomite, literally is a shill. Batting 1,000? Of course. I never thought I wasn't. That's why my whole struggle wasn't, am I wrong about Corona? It was not hating cowards. No Toe in Buffalo. Don't let him in. Don't let him in. I want the handwritten letter to have dried tears because I want you to really feel what you did. All the people saying, oh, you sure you're going to put people in harm's way. What if you're wrong and everyone dies and they don't get the sanitizer? Dude, the amount of emails I got is unbelievable. And I know you, some of you fuckers right now are like, how stupid is John Hopkins? I know you were this close to wearing a mask on a plane. Can't lie to me. Yes, that's what Marty Leeds has been saying regarding shills. Yeah, there's not a lot of shills. There's not a lot of actual shills. A shill is someone who gets money from the grabber. Always grabbers. Always. They're the bag men. They're the bag men. They're the connection between actual demonic forces and normal people. You know. So they will give you an influx of Grabalonian magic squares so you can get your pumpy, pumpy disco disco. And then you spread lies for it. Addy Bravo is not doing that, but he's a little too close to the toe. I'd like to kick back and eat. No toe in Antarctica? Yes. The toe is responsible for the fungus that spreads on potatoes from putting them in his anus. Yes. He's responsible for the Irish potato famine. Because Ireland was sick and tired of the grab wars, and they stood up and said, no more potato anus. I bought some supplies just in case. That's fine. I'm talking about fear and attacks. I'm not talking about buying extra freaking rolls of hand sanitizer. Hey, love. What are you up to? I'm landing the plane right now. I'm just about done. What are you doing? Oh, nice. Is everything good? People are finally ready to send me handwritten apologies because I was right about Corona.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Johns Hopkins University 1 week ago said there was 2.6 million cases with 3,000 deaths, and now there's 105,000 confirmed cases with 3,000 deaths. Yeah, it's becoming a charade. And for all the people that were like, you sure, you're misleading your audience. It's like, just handwritten apologies, and I want you to apologize to my wife as well. What do you think of that, love?
It's a little excessive.
No, it's not excessive. It's not excessive enough. Handwritten apologies is nothing compared to what I could inflict. And also apologize to Amy. Just say, sorry, Amy, for, you know, saying what I said about your wonderful, strong husband. You hear that, love? All right. She's already inside. People freaking out about Corona. Meanwhile, I'm growing my garden. 3,300 deaths total. Think about how many... Ugh, God, it was never am I wrong. It was, how do I not hate the people that are falling for it? Zika, SARS, swine. Dude, the viruses don't exist. How dare you? The same people that are like, haha, how stupid are these people laughing at Corona? Viruses don't exist. How dare you? It's just like endless. They're like, you know, Quantum of Conscious has a theory that a lot of people have like no soul. I don't believe that. But he has this new theory that, like, there is subspecies of humans. It's not racial. It's not freaking height. I think it's height. But there's people that can't think. That they literally, you can... He had this great example. He goes, like, a friend that no longer talks to me anymore, because he's a big truther. He was like, if I told him that his girlfriend was cheating on him, he'd be like... No way. That's a conspiracy, right? There's a someone's girl will conspire to cheat, and you can have a hunch, and they'll be like, no way. He's like, the equivalent of like Sandy Hoax and 9/11 and stuff is like going to the same guy and say, I have a DVD showing your girlfriend having sex with this dude, and them just not watching it and being like, nah, it's a conspiracy theory. Like, a cheating girlfriend is a conspiracy. You understand that they're conspiring. It's two or more people planning in secret to accomplish a goal. That's all it means. The Corona quarantine hospital in China just collapsed. Shut up. God, they need a better props department. Don't think viruses exist. They don't exist. And the people, that's the thing, is they'll learn, they'll send the handwritten apologies, and then they won't listen to the next thing I have to say, even though they were literally there was shit in their pants about Karimi. And the fact I could see through it and they couldn't, they're like, wow, you're so great, Big Bear. And then I'm like, oh, by the way, viruses don't exist. There's not only is there no proof that they exist, there's a line of obvious deceit to create them to cover up for other shit. Like DDT spraying in public schools caused what was branded polio, Polio doesn't exist. It's never existed, and there's no virus for polio. There's no vaccine for polio. How come no one's cured a disease since polio? Because polio was never a disease. Polio, people kept getting into wheelchairs because of a variety of results from people being exposed to DDT in public. They didn't want to open up the lawsuits and litigation and the legal ramifications for the fact that like 100,000 kids got put in wheelchairs. So what they do, they invented the grabbers and all the idiots that didn't ask more questions. They said, well, we figured out something called a virus. If you look it up in Hebrew, it probably means like trick the goyim or something. And they're like, but we can kill the virus by using the virus, by injecting you with more poison. And people are like, okay. And then they just started using that brand. A brand is nothing more than a lie. It's like AIDS. There's no AIDS. It's just the flu. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I know what it isn't. It's obviously a sickness. There is germs. Bacteria is real. The concept of a virus is so fucking stupid when you really think about it. Like, when you really think about what they claim a virus is, it's a non-living, like, perfectly designed dispersal agent of a disease that's caused by one of the grabber chemical plants. It's just... virus, late Middle England, from Latin, literally meaning slimy liquid poison. I just call them grabblers. The Coronu five-star hotel containment hospital didn't kill itself. Paranoia, not germs, is the real risk to our... Right, germs are a fact. Your body is like pounds and pounds of bacteria. A lot of it's very good. You would die without bacteria. Bacteria can cause problems. Don't feed the, you know, don't, with fear and rage and lust and all that stuff. It literally feeds bacteria and parasites that are living inside you all the time. AIDS is a pretty elaborate conspiracy, then, BB. I can explain it. I can explain it, Denmark Bear. It's very easy to see. The symptoms and causes of AIDS in Africa were 100% different than the symptoms and causes of AIDS in America. There is autoimmune shutdown. There is. Of course there is. In America, it was caused by AZT. They convinced a bunch of sodomites, a bunch of homo retards, and the reason it works so well on the homo is because they can't track their sexual history. When you've plowed through 10, 15 young twinks in a bathhouse that morning, you just get real scared and believe anything. So they say, well, HIV is this dormant virus. And at any time, your whole immune system can shut down. Meanwhile, they're popping so much amyl nitrate and meth, a lot of their immune systems were shutting down anyway. And so then the solution to the non-existing HIV was AZT, which actually shuts down your entire system and kills you. Look at all, I guarantee there's people with family and friends that died of AIDS and it happened 6 months to a year after they started taking AZT. I get letters all the time. People are miraculously cured by CBD oil when they switch off AZT. It's not that CBD oil is a miracle cure. It's that it isn't poison. But Tom Hanks, right. And then they branded a form of genocide because they had to wipe out a lot of sodomites in America before rolling out the gay agenda. Because back then, everyone knew that most homos were like, is your name Clyde? Are you the one with the anus? It was disgusting. Sodomy is a disgusting world. They had to make it all like glitzy and glamour. And so they had to wipe out about 50,000, you know, 20,000 of the most disgusting degenerates before they could roll this out. So this is how they did it. So then they have a brand of a disease, AIDS. They have Arthur Ashe and Magic Johnson, which literally means magical penis, Magic Johnson, wizard penis. Magic Johnson never took AZT, right? That's why he didn't die of the thing that doesn't exist. This is how it all works. So then they rebrand, they use this form of genocide in Africa, but now it's all women who have it. So then they go, how do women get all the sodomy? So it's because they're hemophilia? I'm just not going to worry about it. And their symptoms were, sounded a lot more like dysentery, diarrhea, shutdown of different stuff. And it was because they were getting injected a different disease from their vaccines brought over by Bill Gates and those guys. Because they're trying to wipe out large populations of Africa. That's the whole point. There's no AIDS. Oh, you've tested positive for HIV. What does that mean? I don't know. Are you the one with the anus? Oh, dude, that's how homosexuality used to be. It was just like, and that's how it's becoming again, because it's a self-hating existence. There are too many colorful unicorns. And then they had the all the psyops. They had the, it's not an elaborate conspiracy, by the way, Denmark Bear, because at every level, doctors don't know anything. I'm really good at cracking these codes. Dude, 99% of NASA probably thinks they went to the moon. Actually, that's all crumbling at this point. The moon landing is becoming a joke. But for like decades, at every level, they thought they were doing a job. I'm very unique. Well, I guess it's possible. The labs testing for Crony seem very gravel. All it takes is like a couple people to run the whole thing. Now, let me play you guys that one thing about nuclear bombs aren't real. You know that, right? And then they have all these shame triggers where it's like, oh, and Benjamin's lost his mind because he doesn't believe the lies anymore. It's like, dude, no, I'm showing people how to not be affected. If you're not scared all the time, people will die. No, that's not how it works at all. Okay, watch BBC from the late 60s show you exactly how it's possible. This is a dramatized explanation. Very simple to understand. Denmark Bear, like for example, the migration issue in your country can be explained the same way. It doesn't take a lot of people, just a little push. But see, every line of consent has to do with sin and fear. That's why the only way out is morality. Yes, I've cracked the code. Oh, but if, how do the NASA people know? Because I'm a genius of this, of looking. I probably know more about what the top Freemasons are up to than the people in the Freemasonry that aren't up there. This is what I do every day. This is what I do day in and day out. Well, what makes it? Comedy and music, patterns, human nature. I've been trained since I was a child at this. I know more about AIDS than the people, the high-level AIDS people. You can just put a nickel in them and they'll try and solve anything. We can all establish that we didn't go to the moon, right? Think about all the separate groups of engineers and part makers that were like, we put a man on the moon. How did it all happen? Were they all in on it? No. Even the politicians aren't in on it. They all are, you know, Joe Biden is running for president. Because they're all motivated by their own little anus bullshit. It's so obvious. Ugh. Bunch of pedophiles. Here we go. Watch this.
Fiction means it's a made-up story.
All right, watch this.
What do you want?
We'd like you to help plan the news for 1973.
Come again?
Plan the news for 1973.
This is going to happen in 1973. You're going to make this happen?
No. We're going to make models much cheaper. Then we photograph the models.
Fake newsreels?
That's fake newsreels. For the past 10 years, people have been looking at our fake newsreels and listening to our fake commentaries.
And they accept it for the truth. And you can do it. Stop 100 people in the street. How many of them have actually seen a missile or a satellite? They're just told they exist and they believe it.
Yes, you're getting there. I knew you would.
Well, now the moon rocket and the satellite, that you can get away with. That's too remote for people to grasp. It's too far away. But this... I mean, you invented this village on the Indo-Chinese border.
Oh, yes.
Well, somebody could check up.
Very mountainous territory up there. There'll be no survivors in 1973. No rescue work. Radiation scare.
Yes. You can do it. This could be the news for 1973.
Not necessarily exactly like this. We only plan in detail 1 year ahead.
Oh, you only plan 1 year ahead.
Tell me, what is the news item that's bothered you the most in the past year, 1967?
Oh, well, it has to be the new American intercontinental ballistic missile, the Boy Wonder, doesn't it?
Just the one I asked them to set up for you. The new ICBM, codename Boy Wonder, with a much talked about Mercury warhead. I haven't any special effects up here, but perhaps with the proper sound. Nostal. And Robert Larkin, television director, high IQ, 35 years old, is scared. Scared by nothing. It doesn't work. It's a scientific impossibility. The same goes for the much talked about Mercury warhead. Perspex.
Well, if this rocket doesn't work, then the others...
They have a fireworks party at Cape Kennedy almost every other day. Well, you didn't really believe there were all these things whizzing about up there, did you? Sputniks and rockets. Astronauts crossing their legs for 8 days.
How long has this been going on?
Since Hiroshima.
And the H-bomb, you mean... That doesn't work either?
Right. Dirty.
Very, very dirty.
What was your first reaction? Relief. Oh, yes. Yes, it has to be relief. Only 12 people are allowed beyond this point. Most of them work in the photographic department, taking phony newsreel pictures of our models and processing film and so on. Sit down, please.
In Vietnam, hundreds of people are being killed every week. Well, you can't do that with your models.
No. And you can't cure people of bad habits in two generations. They like to carry rifles. They like to put lines on maps. And we let them because we control the situation. There's no danger of world war. Just a simple choice for everybody. Capitalism or communism. Strawberry or vanilla. It all adds up to the same thing now we've got rid of the big bangers.
But how can you be sure that Johnson, Kosygin aren't working on other things? Poison gases, bacteria.
Pathetic. Man of your intelligence. You don't want to destroy the world, neither do I. What makes you think that presidents are different?
Well, they've made some pretty good stabs at it in the past.
There wasn't the right sort of control then. Nowadays we know better. Politicians are easy to control. The grosser mentality boys who like to be photographed getting in and out of Daimler's in Whitehall. They come right at the bottom of our organization. A few rungs up the ladder, there are the people in the top secret factories. Just those in a position to know they're making weapons that don't really work.
Well, there must come a time when somebody wants to use one of those weapons. I mean, somebody is standing there with a finger on the button.
Well, that's the beauty of it. Nobody presses the button. We control all the crises. We build them up and we shut them down.
We? Again?
Yeah, I'm coming to that. Near the top of the hierarchy, there are the economists, top civil servants, top brass in the military. Those men who are supposed to view the nuclear tests and so on. And above them, CWNS.
Right at the top. Classified World News Service. Just who the hell are you?
It's obvious, isn't it?
Grabblers. All right. And no, it's not a warning. A lot of the people who made that may not have even known. I get it. I see stuff. I get it. That isn't like some creepy Illuminati warning. That's, you don't know. That easily could just be someone who saw the code and made something interesting about it. But that's clearly how it works. Clearly. It's the only logical explanation. You could have very small groups of people. Dude, this entire Coronu thing, I bet it was less than 5 people that could push the levers and do all of this. And it's not where people think it is. It's so simple. It's so, like, easy. And it's so easy to stop. They need you scared or horny or mad. So, why don't you go out? If only there was a book that warned you on how to get yourself in an alchemical state where you're easily manipulated by retards. All right, guys, I gotta go. We employ the electrician that installs the button. We fire him. That's why the people that know the most are the heads of the banks that finance stuff and the people on the ground, the plumbers, the warehouse. They know more. That's why people don't see it. They're looking at experts and academics and celebrities. Those people know nothing. Zip, not a thing. Well, they're all just secretly. Nope. the people that know stuff about, you know, Wano knows the most about fuel and jets. The people who fuel the jets, not even the pilots. Because the pilots that have a lot of contact with their planes fly Cessnas, you know, some of them fly private. The people that are doing just your basic Airbuses and stuff, a lot of pilots are completely detached from it. It's so easy to control the entire fucking thing. Re-listen to my episode about An Idiot's Guide to Ruling the World. The below-the-line crew knows way more than any celebrity. Fact, dude, the art department knows, the art department, the makeup lady, they know way more than George Clooney. Those people are fueled completely by trying to be inside someone's anus. And then the people who, that the top of AP, Associated Press, the people who rule that, the very heads of Google, the people who print, the people who print the money. Other than that, dude, we as this group here probably know more of what's really happening than Donald Trump. Because unlike Trump, we aren't surrounded by people constantly whispering worm-tongue lies in our ears. Like, it's not, the conspiracy isn't what people think. It just isn't. To have perspective, the people that know the most shit are literally the ones with goats sitting in fucking fields or fixing the plumbing to Bill Gates' house. Dude, I learned more about Bill Gates from a dude who did security for his family than anything on the internet of all the lift the veil and all this stuff. They don't know shit. The people who know, dude, the doctors know the least about vaccines of anyone. They know the least about AIDS. They're in so much debt and they're so trained. Lawyers don't know shit. It's the people who print the money and the people who keep the water flowing, the goods moving, security, police. Those are the people, dude. The people that know that there aren't nukes in any of these planes or boats and all that, it's the dude, it's the grunts and the ones that are hiding it, the top. The middle doesn't know shit. That's why you'll see like admirals in the Navy be like, "Oh, we have nuclear bombs." They don't know. How the fuck do they? It's like the brass in the police don't know anything. They're just like Pete Buttigieg types. They probably fired a gun 5 times in their life to try and pass some test. They don't care. They don't know what's happening on the street. They don't know anything. That's how this all works. That's why someone like me can point this all out. And people are, "Oh, how do you know more?" This is my talent, harmony, patterns. And I am not threatened by or coerced by or motivated by anything any of these people have. It's so open. It's in the open. Anyone can see the shit. Follow the Grabber money train. Wherever there's flack, you're over a target, right? So wherever people are shaming you, false information, you know, people are like, "Oh, and Benjamin's pushing turpentine. He wants to poison people." You should immediately think, "Oh, turpentine's healthy." Oh, and by the way, I'm not attacking Lift the Veil. I'm just letting you know that has nothing. There's nothing against Lift the Veil. I'm not angry at Lift the Veil. That's not my point. My point is you'll know more about the Illuminati by talking to the janitor of one of their fucking stupid buildings than anything else. You want to get to the bottom of all these corporate espionage stuff? Talk to the guy pushing the dirt around at one of the fields where they're just moving shit. And right on, I bet he gets it. 30-year-old union crew card holders are the guys. They know everything. And that's why they laugh so much. That's why their vibration is so high, because they know it isn't scary. That's why when you see these like union carpenters and shit that help like build the area that people think the aliens are stored in or whatever, they're always laughing. They're good times guys, because they know it, you know, it isn't this elaborate monster that people think. It's so much simpler. It's way more elaborate, way more conspiratorial than people can possibly imagine. But at the same time, it's just like when you figure out a magician's trick, you just go, "Huh, that's it." All right, I gotta go. People with skills are the ones to look up to. True, right? They know all of it. The mailman knows. The mailman knows. Dude, it's that, because those are the people where people act the most true around. You know, like a actual couple will have an argument potentially in front of their landscaper who's just like, "Oh, longer." They see all of it. They know what you do. It's the people that people look past. The ones that make everything function. Because the retard wizards forget about those people. And those people have so much value. Dude, truck drivers is a skill. And they could shut down the entire fucking system. Completely up extreme. Oh, thank you. Learn from the grabber. Never buckle to shame. When people are trying to shame the grabber for their debt and abortion baby murder, they were what? Did they buckle? No. No, they kept on pushing. Masons know everything. They don't know everything about the masonry structure of their organization, but they know a lot. They have. That's why masonry is so effective, because the firefighters, the police, the inspectors, those are the people that control the entire society. A lot of Masons don't know what 33 degree Mason is or 66, whatever that is. A lot of Masons are completely oblivious to the structure of Masonry itself, because why would they? But they know way more about society than most people. Academics know nothing. Nothing. All right, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 9335. Dude, academics think the world's a spinning ball. All right, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 9335. Unauthorized.tv, unbearablesmerchandise.com. Subscribe to all the mirror channels. Much love, everybody. Be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and boy guy. And never back down to the grabber. But don't hurt the grabber.